Me and Aubrey had a fling back in the 80s, 90s, and early part of the 2000s. While her husband was away on vacation to Florida, I would sink my tension, my sexual proboscis, my quivering need, love healer pull into her. That's her, lost her pocket. Once my ultimate fantasy. So beautiful, so wonderful, and there she is. All her glory sits next to me. Where there happened to be that empty seat, we look at each other confused and nervous. What can we do? Everything is too hazy. We don't even talk. Just look at each other a little bit, and we look forwards in embarrassment and social tension. Looking forwards, and we're waiting. Both of us waiting. With a room full of strangers, waiting. With this room full of silenced, nervous strangers for some government official to come in and tell us what to do. What happened today? What happened? I find a pen in the desk chair, and I write on the desk, "Death to the Great Alarm," and set alarm to the grill under the grill. We're gonna make it out of here. This will be okay. Things can go back to the way they were before this happened. Apocalypse happened. She's so beautiful, with her blonde wavy hair in her face and her pug nose. Light blue dreamy eyes. I bet her vagina's hot right now. I'd like to put my hand on it. Thank you. But we can't really talk. I can't get the words up through my body. The words won't level up their stuff. I can't take it here anymore. I've got to go walk or something. I hope I don't miss that government official with the folder and the glasses on. Smiling, confidence, godlike government official. Or maybe he's not like that. Anyway, the government official was gonna show me what to do. Tell me, give me a chart, show me a film. They're gonna give me a sandwich. They will tell me what to do. When operating the candelabra, I glanced at her occasionally. We used to exchange nude photographs. We still like each other's genitals and laughs. We stuck together when her man was away. When a man is the way it was asked in holiday we love. She always was my ultimate goal. In dreams, I would chase her through crowded parties and never quite get to her. There's always a hallway she's going through as I enter the room. And I need somebody to talk to because I'm confused. This confusion is diffused throughout the room. Only a few voices. They're saying the same thing. What happened? Do you remember why we're here? Was it a terrorist attack? Was it an earthquake? I fucking swear I've been here for 3 days now. Seems like it. I came here and my smartphone is still laying in my bed, I think. I don't even have my wallet on me. And I glanced at Aubrey. Her beautiful blonde hair going down halfway across her back. Her dramatic face. Her pug nose. Her pale blue eyes. High breasts, so perfect. I remember sucking on her nipples. Locked in the office, I remember loving her late into the night. But now I want to say something, to ask her, why are we here? What happened? In the woods, haircut like bubbles in the dreams, my body jokes, the words, when I say nothing. I could say nothing that makes sense, free script off and passwords. That's the most I can do, and it's all been too much, and I don't know. I'm so confused and scared, I don't know what's going on. Maybe she feels the same, her legs shaking about in spastic cycles. A glance at her fine breasts, beautiful skin, so sweet. She tastes like peaches. And when she looks at me, I look down. I'm confused. I can't communicate. I can't even meet her eyes. Her eyes are, they are independent eyes, are independent, and we may be dead. And I can't take it anymore. I'm so fucking nervous and hungry and lost and confused and horny. I don't know what's happened. I want to go outside. I want to go roam the hallways. It's like there's bugs inside my skin and I gotta walk around. So it's out that doorway with one last wishful sight of Aubrey. We used to exchange nude photographs. Please lick each other's genitals and laugh. Make this person. Factors hidden very well. We are known as a template. I'm walking down those wide hallways, a muffled echo in the deep dissonant reverb. My feet slapping makes repeating taps. I walk by the vendors selling tarot cards and herbal teas, encyclopedias, vintage toys. I recognize one toy too late at this table, and it disturbs me. It's a shining silver four-armed two-legged spider driving a dune buggy. I recognize it as an evil cause. I once owned one, and it gave me nightmares. I walked on quickly. The lady selling the toys is deeply skeletal, scarecrow shiny, beanpole woman. And hopefully she can afford to paint her face, her ravished face. It's sad, but I can't stay around this fine, this demon dune buggy. Move on, down the hallway. So many people fighting in. I keep on thinking, I know this person. I worked with that guy. I went to school with that lady. But here's the thing. There's only so many faces out there. Only so many hair colors, hairstyles, and faces and patterns. Sliced pattern, tie patterns, and I've seen them all by now. You get this old, you've seen them all by now. You've seen the template. Everybody walking is a template. I think I've seen a face like you before. Of the ancient trees. These great trees, so primal, so strong, so healthy. I knew I was wrong. They said progress. They said forwards. They said profit. And I knew it was wrong. They said profit, profit. Kiss the great alarm. And I knew it was wrong. And I knew it was wrong. Some of my earliest memories are the following of the ancient trees, these great trees, so primal, so strong, so healthy. Cars. Empty cars here at the Civic Emergency Center. Parked cars go on forever. I'm gonna come out of here. Okay, I made it outside. I'm outside, and the fog is heavy. It wasn't heavy 2 minutes ago. The fog is heavy like a chemical fog. It smells like lilacs, smells like jasmine, smells like patchouli. The fog is heavy, and it's raining, and the rain tickles me. I left, I guess. The rain is like bubble gum, all good, and I'm laughing in the rain. How long have I waited? Looking towards the end with my flesh open, looking for some time for the gravy, looking for the nipples, the bathing suit exposing areolas through the cloth, everything, everybody expose every ripple, and I like to rub against it with my nose, looking for the end of time. I never should have been here, and I already should have died. But I think I'm dead now. Can I really be dead? Maybe this entire experience that I called my life was post this and in the first place. Maybe we're all dead. I think we've always been dead. Always been dead in the sense that you were never born in this storm. We were never born in the cells and the life that this body, your body, is not you. Only that, but it was something you put into, and your consciousness, your bliss, your sacred embryo, midnight, moonlight, DNA kits, it's not you. It's a template. You pack you into a plate, hold you and fold when you are old, pack you into a template, pack you full of hate, trembling with the violation. A lot of frustration if you're halfway, even one-fourth of the way awake, force you back into a template. I was driving drunk, but I'm already dead, bled out, dry cell. I'm like a dandruff flake. I'm like a run over, flattened out and dried up snake. And there's no electricity, there's no energy drink to bring me back. There's no Bible, there's no trouble, there's no love. Gone now, sacred cow, it was bought, and it was chewed, and it was the menu. Now the sacred cow's your stomach, an acidic little vomiting phone. Soon as I found out, your mouth, tonight then, the actor died. Check out my colorful, sexy shroud. You know me now, cause I'm dead. Shaking it in your face. So sexy, so it makes a serpentine and my sexy shroud. Androgynous bliss, babies. I can act all girly and still suck the girls. And it's a nice little campfire and roasting marshmallows. We're trading tales of our afterlife adventures. And this goes on for thousands of years. And I'm glad I'm dead, you know. I'm sinking into warm snow. Just relax. This pink, pink, warm snow. And it's above the below. I'm gonna show her belt and hammock made of hem. And I'm smoking it, and it's made of wax. And I'm choking on the smoke as I slowly inhale my bed. And I'm probably dead. Probably dead. If you're reading this, I'm probably dead. You gotta start going on these, though. you've got a little chamber in the snow. You're probably already disappointed by the mail. You're probably filthy Latin satin silk transgender filled. You have probably known the barons of the buck knuckles. Probably knew the gates that would hold you, and you probably been aware of the pain you're in. Like cattle, you prattle, it's a battle to keep this up with him. And I know, and I go below. Forming ice castles, little moist, your midriff, little sexual afterbath. Matte little soul and little coin flips and little dip to the ship. Little faith in the crimson bloody phone. The goddamn bro bitch laugh aftermath. And we pre-created with the uninflated. We fuck what was available. Only though created. Little but turns that knew our names. Nothing was the same thing in the world. The atmosphere had become chemical. Each breath you take has a stale chemical aftertaste. Smoking these chemtrails, give them my lungs suck. Going downtown, getting drunk. Uptown leg fuck. You probably know on the gates to hold you, and you have probably been aware of the plan you're at. Like to have a kite chapel, you travel, it's a babble to keep you up this bread chain. And I know, and I go below. Forming ice crystals, little moisture, mini dress, little sexual afterbass, mass, little boy, and little coin flip, little dip into this shit, little baby, in the crimson bloody foam. The goddamn bra bitch laugh aftermath. The air became tainted, it became chemical. It's breath you take, cause it's tale of chemical trail aftertaste. Smoking these chemtrails, give a mile on fuck. There is Carney, painting a metal meadow. Mr. Rated, giving all away, and the car, and with his tarot. Going folds to the beaver dam, the explosion ever. Little want insoles. Wandering around like a rambling little gown. Got my shroud. Moose antlers on my head, and they're wrapped in green and yellow felt. I'm checking out all the rules, you know. Lick these words with braided tongue. I watched your tan skin and all nimble in your ways. I saw this holiday and I knew this holiday was older than the Christian way. Hanging out these symbols on a tree, and I was like, I suspect there's a deeper story. People told me there's no glory, there's no deeper story. You just got a weird click of imagination. You've got to suck dick of a constipation, and you need to shut the fuck up about your ideas. I said, we're hanging this stuff on the street, and there's an older story to her story. They said, you know nothing. These objects that you say are artifacts, these Native American objects, they're nothing but rocks. You got nothing but rocks. Go home. I'll grab any artifact out of your hand and fling it into the field. We got civil micro monkey meat. We got this chemical weed. We got this bubblegum cherry pop in our mouths. We got the South Southern blowhard super mouth. And he goes within this world. Our world is made of ego. Ego makes it go, man, go. Ego makes it want to. Ego makes it so, man. Belittle you so we can only be big by making you small. Fuck you, fuck off, and don't ever be tall. Fuck you and fuck your afterlife. I've already condemned you. To hell you go by way of popular vote. And you're a goat with kids and you've got to go. I say, we need to go fuck yourself. The sharecroppers come by and now rigged with a helicopter blade. the combine blade, which will chop you up, and you're chopped up into our club, and we feed on you. All this time, there's no need of you. We just took your resume. And when your money runs dry, it's time to die. When your money runs dry, it's time to die. And as you do, and as you choke, and as you puke, and there's no hope. You say trembling space them out, at least trembling spasmodically. Fills bitter twitches, you say, with the vomiting void death to the great alarm. 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 Desk to the great alarm. Death of the real death of the great alarm to the great alarm depth of the great alarm. And your words are like echo jokes, aside from them little jokes and space that the wind crosses them. It's best that you end up in the graveyard. Space in your words and your deeds are thrown into processed servile servo unit junkyard feed. Impress that shit and send it into space. We don't need none of it. There's your words. They're just words, and you were nothing. What you got is what you have, and what you say is nothing. Unless it's self-promotion, you should drown in the ocean. We'll put you there. We'll put you there. Put you out in the cold. You will die shriveled and old, choking on his stomach vomit. And we don't fucking care. Where is our check or cash? We got our own little stash to give them to be. We are. We had to give up to get what we are. We had to give up our soul. You think we give a fuck if you died and trembled? The medical system, they push the button. They convert the debtors into cat food. I'm not totally opposed to this. Give those cats of me on the list. At least my marrow goes to some food to feed the flowers. At least my blood goes to Juicy Flow's septic erectile super vomit cubist hour. At least my little golden axe as tacky and you'll forget me. Dancing in a silver rainbow. I saw the stream. My driveway long winding driveway became a river. And I lived on a fucking farm once. And I was human. I'm at 110th now from a burning house. I'm reprocessed super meat. They said you know nothing. Is artifacts that you say artifacts, these Native American objects, are nothing but rocks. I'm out now. I'm catfish good. I'm not totally opposed to this. Give a scab some yummy bliss. Please, my metro goes to some old soft white flowers. I'm at work right now. I'm a burning howl. I'm reprocessed roommate, love the tide, human being, super sewage, black, didn't ask. The scarecrow. He is working his fat ass across the broken home rascals, all full of pumpkin-faced laughter, and he goes after it. You can't stop him, they said. I'm up to talk, and for all that, he did not fail. For all that, he did not fall. There was no wall for him, and he made it across, and he flew in the wind. Now he's an eagle. An orange eagle full of flights, all high, full of laughing, and he'll never die again. The afterlife has treated him well and patted him on the head. Our scarecrow's glad that he is dead, burnt to ashes by cruel teenage wind. When society broke down, things really changed, and it made was strange days ahead. It didn't matter if you're dead, though. If you choose an ugly little fist, the past is a hypnotic but fictional bliss, and I can only look favorably upon the dreamy little tune That brings me to Super Cheese Ultra Gloom. Hang it on the meat mat and fancy it. It's a bliss. It's a little curtain blowing in the wind. It's a wind chime telling you the way of the way. It's the payday. It's a little holiday. I'm glad I gave it all away. And I didn't need nothing and suck it all anyway. I didn't ask to be here. I didn't raise my hand. It wasn't a voluntary super nitrous student. I didn't purposely wander this land. I was happy in my dream. An embryo suck. Let the curtains drop now. You wanted this all along. My pretty little swan, my little go, along my little prong, my meeting. We're going to pull those with an erection to the other store or another world, bound to fuck you with your little lady friend. A little grabby. Let's write a little rules written on a folded kite. You were a little rules folded printed on tight skin. And my eyelids shake with potent dreams. Dreams of the afterlife is to scheme and roll the dice. When you do your own thing on the endless flat purple plain, the hum under the universe. No more I move, no more room. But you'll still think forever suspended, I love you. Never became, they told you to speak of these with me, being these teachings of the candle. This real workings of Kairos departing, a mad translated wisdom, excited, wandering, simple-minded. The weekends by the lake with way too much beer. Eternal floating above the purple pulsing plain. Slowly shifting, black-purple color, so beautiful I could stare at them for years. But I've been staring at them for eons. And feel your body frozen, not showing any signs of rotting. Soul still hovers 10 feet above it, looking down for all eternity. It takes the pulsing colors of this plane 3 years to come full circle. I've gotten into closing my eyes for 9 years, trying to open them during the right cycle. I'll tell you why the scarecrow died. Tied to a telephone pole, he was crucified, mummified, all stuffed with pumpkin pie.